sometime in the middle 80s, I was living still in Karachi. And I come across some book written as a tour, as a journey by Muslim lady writer. And she went to India. And some of her friends took her to Juhu Beach, to ISKCON temple. And she is writing that I went, I saw the temple, and then I saw some sadhu is sitting there on his seat. So with respect and reverence, I was standing with folded hands and I was waiting that he will bless me. Few moments passed. My host, he said, please come, why what are you doing is still there? She said, I want to seek blessing from sadhu. And then said, this is Murthy. Said, this is Murthy. And then she looked. She said, this is real. And on this day, same in Juhu, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, he said, after Srila Prabhupada departed, we felt like orphans. But when we established this Srila Prabhupada's deity in the temple, and deity came from inside Radha Ras Bihari altar, and we brought it back and established it on his Vyasasana, and then we realized Prabhupada has come back. Prabhupada has come back. So these two incidents remind me in all temples of this ISKCON all over the world. Srila Prabhupada is very much sitting there right in the temple. As he said, he will live always with us in the form of his instruction and books, in the form of his devotees, in the form of his temples. He will always live with us. His Holiness Sarvasarup Goswami Maharaj has written that we cannot limit Srila Prabhupada to one generation. It's a very interesting line, it is written here. Srila Prabhupada, in describing how the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, continue to relish the nectar of serving Him in separation. We are not speaking of only a small band of several thousand devotees whom He initiated during His lifetime. Srila Prabhupada was not only an acharya, but He was the founder acharya of Krishna Conscious Movement, which is dynamic spiritual reality. That reality is nothing less than Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma means the spiritual principle for the age of Kali, for 10,000 years. 10,000 saal tak, Swarna Yuga, golden era. Or from the spiritual life, recommended for all humanity in present age of Kali, most dangerous time, the age of quarrel. So Srila Prabhupada, we cannot limit him to one generation. He is available to the many generations to come in future. So this is very interesting. There are two things in this world. There's no university or college where they are taught. One is how to love, and other is how to die. There's no any school or university where these two things are taught. This is a tragedy actually. Everybody loves and everybody dies, but nobody knows how to do it. This is the biggest problem of this world actually. Do you believe me that everybody loves in this world? Is it right or wrong? They love somebody. Even dog, what to speak of God. They love something. Is it right or wrong? And everybody has to die. Is it right or wrong? Huh? As sure as death. And there is no single institute where this reality of life is taught. Ye satya kisi bhi school college mein nahi sikhaya ja raha. It's not a tragedy. Srila Prabhupada has taught these two things to the world. When living, how to love the person who should be really loved, Krishna. How to love Krishna. His whole mission was 70% of his time was Bhagavatam. He put all his time in translating Bhagavatam. And what is Bhagavatam? Bhagavat hai Sri Krishna Anga. Bhagavat is part of the limbs of the Sri Krishna. Prati shloke, prati akshare, gopi Krishna, nana ranga. Mahaprabhu says, Bhagavat is a transcendental body of Lord Sri Krishna. In every verse and every word, there is a loving reciprocation between the devotees and Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. एक एक भागवत का शब्द भगवान श्री कृष्ण और भक्तों के प्रेम का संबंध है. एंड ही टॉट होल वर्ल्ड हाउ टू लव बिकॉज पीपल हैव अंडरस्टूड लव व्हिच एक्चुअली इज लस्ट. इट इज नॉट लव. एंड चेतन चैतन्य प्रभुपद सेज लव एंड लस्ट देयर इज अ गल्फ ऑफ डिफरेंस बिटवीन लाइक गोल्ड एंड आयरन. There's a difference between love and lust is as wide as difference between gold and iron. Both are metal. But sona bhi metal hai aur loha bhi metal hai. Both are metal. But there's a gulf of difference. Is it right or wrong? Similarly, love and lust, there's a gulf of difference. And then, what is the definition of love? The one which we love, how we can see him happy. That is the definition of love. जिससे हम प्रेम करते हैं उसको सुख कैसे पहुंचाएं. How we make that person happy, the one which we love. Ready to accept all the inconvenience for ourselves. On lust, how can I get happiness from the person I love? See the difference? जिससे प्रेम करते हैं उससे मुझे क्या सुख मिलेगा? मुझे क्या सुख मिलेगा? What benefit I get from the person I am loving? This is lust. So Prabhupada taught all over the world. He said, dharma means love of Krishna. And it is scientific. He said, it is scientific. I am speaking. Krishna consciousness is scientific. It is universal. It is not limited to any caste, creed or religion. Does love need any caste, creed or religion? No. Love is universal. Srila Prabhupada, because he tasted this nectar of love of Krishna, and as a sincere Vaishnava, he wanted to share it with the world. When Srila Prabhupada was still in India, he wrote his first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with hard labor. Then there's an assembly of Vaishnavas, scholars. He gave them this Bhagavatam, please bless this Bhagavatam. You all Vaishnava, that it can reach to the people of the world for their deliverance. And when they said, we pray Krishna that this should be the popular book all over the world, then he said, how can it be all over the world until unless you bless me to go all over the world? Very intelligent, because they said, how can you go at this age of 69 overseas? So he intelligently, that the person was saying, this is the memories which are separately written, Prabhupada, the friends of all. He said, you bless this book? And he said, by blessing this book, how can this book go there? I have to go, so you bless me too. And devotees, they share their realization. They say, we saw Prabhupada when he was living with a hippie bum. Same room, sharing. Walking in the street by foot, or riding in bus or subway, we were with him. He came in a steamer, we saw him, and then he was flying in jet, and he was traveling in Rolls Royce and rides and big cars and big palaces, but he was always same. We did not see anything difference when he lived with among us, like very simple, with no facility, sleeping on a bare floor with small kambal, rug, nothing else. In America, where people go for the facilities, and Prabhupada was living in America and sleeping like in Vrindavan on the floor on some blanket, that's all. Sometimes Prabhupada said there that I never wanted to come in this part of the world, but Krishna forced me to come. I cannot say no to Krishna. So I have taken this risk to please Krishna. There's something he said, something that, like, personally he was sent by Krishna to do this job in this part of the world. 1976, Devi Shakti Mataji remembers that she was asked by the donor of land for Vrindavan, Saraf, Mr. Saraf, Gita Saraf for her name. Gita, land which is in Vrindavan temple, Krishna Balaram, this is donated by Gita Saraf. Saraf means actually goldsmith. So this Gita was her name. So this land was donated for Krishna Balaram temple by her. So she was always coming. Even few years back, we used to invite her on this appearance there, Prabhupada, and she used to come. So one day, Devi Shakti Mataji said, she called me that we want to go to Haridwar. Well, I have to oblige because she has done so much service for Prabhupada. She used to come. So she's in the middle, we were going on Haridwar. He said, one day I went to see Prabhupada in his quarters. He was sitting outside there, all his disciples somehow are gone. I was alone there. And then he told me, now Krishna is calling me, I will go back. So now Krishna is calling me, I will go back. Devi Shakti said, I never really took it serious, but within a couple months, all the things manifested that Prabhupada is now ending his earthly pastime. So last part of this book, Satsarupa Das Maharaj writes that in last few months Prabhupada was teaching how to die. All his life he preached how to love Krishna, how to live peaceful in this world free from anxiety by simply chanting Hare Krishna and honoring Prasad. And in the end, he was really training. There are certain sections in this which when you read, you have to really realize it. At one stage, Prabhupada, his guard brothers came and he was not able to get up, but he asked his devotees to make him sit, and he was sitting, and then he folded and he said, "Please forgive me for my offenses." He said, "You have never committed any offense." Maharaj said, "Preach him because of opulence. I said something which you might have been offended. Please forgive me again," they said. And Puri Maharaj said, "When you preach, opulence will come automatically. But it's not your fault. You never offended us." But what he was teaching to his disciples, and one instant Prabhupada said even to his own disciples, see, because of success all over, I have more opulence, everything is, so it may be a little proud, I am therefore Krishna, is teaching me lesson, this body is finished, what I should be proud of? What should I be proud of when this body is no more? What he was teaching is, there's nothing in this world to be proud about. After all, one is proud of what? Body? Beauty? When he was shown his newly built quarters in Bombay, and they said, "This your full floor, fifth floor of Gauranga Tower or Prabhupada Tower, Prabhupada, it is more beautiful than the Prime Minister of India's residence." Prabhupada said, "Will I take it with me?" It is for you." How much he was detached, completely detached. It's not. So many devotees realize that his departure is compared to the departure of Bhishmadev. Many times death came and he conquered death. Prabhupada conquered death couple times in his life. He conquered death when he was traveling in a ship. He said, "One more attack would have finished me." But same night in dream, Krishna was rowing the ship in different forms and gave me confidence, "Don't worry, come on." Krishna appeared. And captain remarks that on Pacific Sea, ship was never so peaceful. And then Prabhupada said, "It is Krishna who is now guiding the ship." And then she said, "So Swamiji, you should come back with us, that we should have a peaceful journey." Prabhupada is really his last days in Vrindavan. It's a one place, and how he was at that mood, he was jolly like anything. Somebody brought a gift, Kuladri brought a beautiful ring, diamond, some gold, 8,000 rupees check. "Prabhupada, this is from New Vrindavan for you." Prabhupada said, "Then find out a bride for me also." Huh? Ring is there, gold is there, money is there. And everybody was really painful, but they were laughing. And then when the leader of the New Vrindavan came to see Prabhupada, then he said, "You have a big project there. I'll take all this gold and Lakshmi back and use it there." Whatever was given to him gift, he
He gave them back for being used to build new Vrindavan.
He said, you take, you need this for developing new Vrindavan.
At one stage, everybody was saying, Prabhupada, you are really leading us, how can?
And at one stage, it says, in the middle of the night, Prabhupada sent somebody to call Giriraj Swami. So Maharaj came, middle of the night, and Prabhupada said, after Maharaj paid his obeisance, Prabhupada said, so, after I leave, will this ISKCON continue? The question he asked. Maharaj was keeping his ear near to Prabhupada's mouth, it was too soft. Giriraj Maharaj said, if we chant Hare Krishna and work together, I think it will continue. Maharaj said like this, and then Prabhupada said, organization, intelligence, use these two words. It will continue if you organize it properly and use your intelligence. And then he said, you go. So middle of the night he simply called and he said me these two words. Organization and intelligence. One of his god brother, when he came to see him, he said, please you take me to Vrindavan Darshan, Bridge Darshan. And everybody was surprised. I said, how can he be taken on a Bridge Darshan? They were taking him in a palanquin to go for the Darshan of Krishna Balaram. And then said, you remember? When our Guru Maharaj was passing, he wanted you to sing this song. You could not sing at that time because of separation. But can you please sing this song for me today? And that Maharaj God brother from Puri, he started singing their song. Jai Radha, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Prabhupada's tears were flying from his eyes, falling from eyes, everybody was relishing. And then he said, can you do one more favor to me? Yes, Prabhupada, I will do it. He said, please you honor Prasad. And he asked one of his disciples to bring Prasad. That God brother is saying, usually most of the God brothers were not accepting Prasad because it was cooked by foreigners and they were not accepting them as Vaishnavas. So when Prabhupada told me honor Prasad, then I humbly honor the Prasad because it was his last will. He wanted me to do that. He wanted to establish ISKCON and his devotees, which were from different lands, but they were Vaishnavas, and he was establishing this to his god brothers and senior people that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Prithviti Achi Yatanagaradi Gram. It's all over the world this mission has to be preached. Srila Prabhupada, in so small time, he has written so much which is humanly not possible. It's not humanly possible to write that much literature and that small time with management of the international organization. And when you see all those early devotees, they were revolted. They were revolted from American culture at that time. Not culture, but they were not listening any
person above 30 years of age. They were rejecting their all ideas. And here was a 70 year old man from a different land, and he was talking to them, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. And to those people, they were coming with a different girl every day, and there he was saying no illicit sex. They were coming completely intoxicated, full till neck, and pocket full with all the intoxicant, LSD and everything, and saying no intoxication. See how much purity he has, that he changed all those people. Somebody said the Brahmanand and Garga Muni, they were like, it's very difficult to put this called ghost in a bottle. Jinn ko botal mein dalna bahut mushkil hai, It is very, very difficult to control all these people. The free American people, youth, they were not listening to their parents, not listening to the government, not listening to any person. And one day Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan, and somebody brought Mahaprasad from England, Rasgulla. He said, see, when British was ruling here, they were sending their laundry to be washed in France and in England, but they never got Rasgulla from England. I am getting this Rasgulla morning, was made in England, and in the afternoon I am getting this. They were paying, and then Prabhupada told one story. He said, Jawaharlal Nehru's father, Motilal Nehru, he employed one British as his secretary, and he was paying 5 times more than same job can be done by some Indian. So 500 rupees say might would have been his salary, but he was giving 3,000, 5,000. Why? Somebody asked me, why are you spending so much? He said, I want this Britisher to realize that he is my servant. And then Prabhupada said, he paid 5 times more to get Britisher as a servant. I'm not paying a penny to all these, and they are acting me as my servants. I'm not paying a penny to them. Early days were a different time. And just one pastime I remember. First building ISKCON purchased as a temple was Boston. Satsarup Maharaj purchased the first building, and Prabhupada said, we'll have our printing press there. The next big church was purchased in Los Angeles, next building. It was a big church, huge church. And Los Angeles, there were many devotees, nice early devotees, doing 8 hours a day kirtan on the street. So Prabhupada called Los Angeles Dwarka. It is New Dwarka, because the opulent, there's everything first class. So still they did not move yet to the new temple, which ISKCON, it was ISKCON property. It was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's appearance day, something. He said, we will celebrate in that new building. So all the devotees, they put a beautiful Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's photo there. All devotees went there. Their kitchen was ready. And Prabhupada wanted actually all those church benches and sitting places to stay like this. Let the people come even with shoes. Let them sit there. Let them chant Hare Krishna and get purified. He never wanted to remove those things. Even the devotee said, we have to offer obeisance in between the benches. There was no other place. But that day, they say, Prabhupada, after doing aarti, and Vishnujan Swami was leading kirtan, Prabhupada started dancing from front to back in the hall, coming back and forth. And first time, we were before that, there's the one, we're just in Swami's step, we know. But now he was jumping up and down, and tears were gliding from his eyes, and he was looking at Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. What he was feeling, that first temple we are establishing in America. First temple we are establishing in America. He was in so excessive. Excessive 1 hour kirtan left, 1 hour, last 1 hour, 1.5 hour. And when there was Premadhuni, devotees saying, everybody was sobbing and crying. It was all ecstasy in that one kirtan, which never ever we saw such kirtan and such ecstasy. Prabhupada was in dancing, and Prabhupada was at that time almost 74, 73, 74. And she was feeling Bhaktisiddhanta, he was offering, he said, and then he said, I don't have anything to offer to my Guru Maharaj, so I am offering all of you to my Guru Maharaj. And I am offering all of you to my Guru Maharaj. Well, Narayan Maharaj was invited, His Holiness Narayan Maharaj from Mathura, and when he was talking with Prabhupada, he just saw the pulse of Prabhupada. He said, it is alright, pulse is alright, consciousness is alright. Even Krishna desire, he told, I have seen many Vaishnava to depart, but this is, it's completely Krishna conscious, just thinking nothing else except the Bhagavatam and Radha Krishna pastime. So what we started in the beginning is Prabhupada is accessible to, for the generation to come and coming 10,000 years. Everybody present here and coming generations, they have free access to Prabhupada if they are sincere to come under the umbrella of ISKCON, which is the transcendental body of Srila Prabhupada. ISKCON is transcendental body of Prabhupada. At one stage it said, Krishna has appeared in the womb of ISKCON. And Srimad Bhagavat Mahatamya and Padma Puran, it is great, Bhakti Devi told to Narada Muni, if people in India will not accept me, then I will go overseas and leave. Gamishyami, I will get out from here. And some senior Vaishnavas, not ISKCON, but outsider, when they were invited to speak about the glories of Prabhupada in Vrindavan, one or two, they realized that and they said, this verse from Padma Puran about the glory of Bhagavatam described Bhakti Devi leaves India, goes overseas. So this Bhakti Devi entered into the heart of Prabhupada and he left Vrindavan. He left India. Bhakti Devi went to the west, and in the form of ISKCON, Bhakti Devi came back to India. So this Bhakti Devi was completely entered into Srila Prabhupada's transcendental mission, and through this only anybody can get bhakti, and India was revitalized after Prabhupada came back. Usually sun rises from east, ISKCON's sun rose from west. ISKCON's sun rose from west actually. And this is the transcendental vision. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, when he sent his two sannyasis, Bon Maharaj and one other Swamiji, And Bhaktisiddhanta was paying from his pocket for their expenses in England for 2 years. They could not do much. They came back. And once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was speaking, all the disciples were there. He said, I sent my sannyasis, but somehow they were not able to preach successfully in West. And then he passed, and then he looked. And then he gazed his, he fixed his gaze at one place. And they said, one of my disciples will fulfill my desire. So one of my disciples will fulfill my desire and preach in the West. And the person who wrote this memory, he said, he fixed his gaze and I looked where he is looking. He was looking just behind me. This Abhay Babu in white as a grasta was standing. And Bhakti Siddhanta just looking on the, and Srila Prabhupada said, some of my disciples will definitely do this job. I was reading somebody's, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, if I will be there, I will go over 10 years to preach in America and Europe something. So they realized that in the body of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati actually fulfilled the mission which he wanted to go and preach himself. So this vision of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, go to the West and preach, this was his transcendental realization that Indian people under British rule has become used to anything made in England, made in America, they used to accept that, not anything made in India. This was their disease. So he said, now if we start preaching in West and Western devotees come, then they will accept made in American Swami. And it worked. And it worked. It really successfully it worked. When these Western devotees came with Prabhupada in India, whole India was revitalized. Spiritually revitalized. Prabhupada did a double action. He revitalized India with Krishna Bhakti, and then he established something in India as an international center that Western devotees, if they don't have Indian culture, they will not continue their devotional service. He did not preach, some of the devotees say, he did not preach simply philosophy. He gave us culture. He taught us how to wear sari, how to wear dhoti, how to cook chapati. He gave us full culture. It's our cultural transplantation. Now the last word to say, still people are not really recognizing the importance. Even the Indian people are not recognizing the important work which Prabhupada has done all over the world. But history, we will not be here. Say after 2000 years, when historian will find Radha Krishna deity in Africa, in Australia, in China, in Russia, in remote places of the world, and they will find the literature, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in different part of the world, then they will write. They will write Vedic Sanatan Dham, the Krishna conscious spiritual culture was all pervading all over the world. It was all pervading, and this was accomplished by single old men. It will be very difficult for a historian to accept this truth. Today still many universities people are doing PhD and ISKCON. They are saying Christians, they preached by building big schools, by giving a lot of philanthropic and charity to the people, and as you come here, why you are hungry, we will feed you. So they converted people on the force of money. Mohammedan, they converted people with sword in hand. You accept or we will cut your throat. But this old man was not having a penny, not having a sword. How he changed the whole world, and how he started a spiritual organization all over the world, and they are trying to do more research and find out what was the mystery behind this. Ultimately, it was desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada established this good luck deities of Gaur Nitya all over the world. And Australia, Prabhupada was saying, so now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in your country, all your worries are gone. No more anxiety, he was speaking. So personally, the Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come all the way here. It's still, this is a mystery, nobody knows. But it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental leela. Which thing people like the most in India? Evening aarti in Vrindavan. When you ask anybody, oh, Vrindavan, evening aarti, very nice. Ask what they are singing, they don't know anything. Kiva jaya jaya gaur chandar aarti, because they don't know anything. But they say this is the best. Why? It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is beautiful. He is actually making everybody transcendentally. This is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy, which Prabhupada become an instrument to fulfill this. So ultimately, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. And what Prabhupada said in the last, and what is written here, he gave one example to all his disciples in the end, and he said, Father, before his departure, got his 3-4 sons together, and he gave them one stick, please go and break it. And everybody broke it. Then he put all the stick together and he gave the bundle, please break it. Nobody could break it. Then he said, yes. If you remain united, nobody can break you. If you separate, you can be easily torn and tortured. And this is the last teaching of Srila Prabhupada. If you love me, cooperate among yourself. Never fight. So this is a message for generation to come. In ISKCON we have to learn to cooperate. One big scholar, he approached to Prabhupada's disciple, he said, you don't know Prabhupada. And Harishwari Prabhu said, how can we don't know Prabhupada? We live with Prabhupada. We serve Prabhupada. How you say we don't know Prabhupada? He said, yes, I know. When you become 70 years, and then you establish the movement, then you will know what Prabhupada was. You are 60 and you are not getting out of your bed now. So at that age, when you take this risk and get this job done, then you can understand what was Prabhupada. So Prabhupada started his preaching from Vrindavan, and then he landed back to Vrindavan by giving Vrindavan to all over the world. He came back to Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan he just went back to Goloka Vrindavan. But he is still available for all of us, for the generation to come. We have to sincerely read his books and serve his society and the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada Tirubhav Tithi Mahotsav ki, Gaura Premanande. Thank you very much.
Thank you.